This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In Afghanistan, the administration of President Ashraf Ghani vowed on Friday to defend its capital, Kabul, from the Taliban, while efforts by Abdullah Abdullah, the head of the country's National Reconciliation Council, to strike a political deal with the Taliban seem to be gaining momentum. A senior government official told VOA, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the government was bringing its forces from across the country to Kabul and placing special forces in and around the city. By Friday evening, the Taliban had claimed to control 18 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country. The Afghan government has not denied that claim. The government in Kabul seemed conspicuously absent from public view as a steady stream of news of Taliban advances dominated the news and social media. Calls to government spokespeople went unanswered. Meanwhile, National Reconciliation head Abdullah Abdullah made an emergency return to Kabul to meet with President Ghani. The head of High Council for National Reconciliation had been in Doha, Qatar, since Tuesday to meet with representatives from the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan, as well as Taliban officials who have maintained a political office there for years. A former spokesman for President Ghani, Najibullah Azad, told VOA that Abdullah had brought back a proposal for a political deal. He said Ghani and Abdullah met for hours. Azad said Abdullah was expected to fly back to Doha either Friday night or Saturday morning to discuss Ghani's decision with the Taliban. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the Taliban on Friday to immediately halt their military offensive and negotiate in good faith for the sake of Afghanistan and its people. Guterres told reporters the message from the international community to those on the warpath must be clear. Seizing power through military force is a losing proposition. The United Nations has about 3,000 national staff and 300 international staff working inside Afghanistan. A spokesman for Guterres said on Friday that the United Nations has no plans to leave the country despite the rapidly deteriorating security situation. A mudslide triggered by torrential rain in Nagasaki Prefecture in southwestern Japan killed at least one person, while two others are still missing. The mudslide hit two houses with four people in the city of Unzen, where one was presumed dead, another was rescued, and two others missing. This according to the Fire and Disaster Management Agency. The Japan Meteorological Agency called on residents to follow government orders and evacuate as soon as possible. Japan has broadened its highest risk alerts to include more than 1 million people, as one area in Nagasaki recorded nearly 500 millimeters of rain in 48 hours. As of Saturday morning, that's considerably more than the average for the month of August, and the forecast calls for more rain. The U.S. Treasury Department said Friday it's imposing sanctions on two Cuban Ministry of Interior officials and the military unit over the government's crackdown on protesters last month. Cuba's foreign minister tweeted a statement rejecting the sanctions, calling them opportunistic measures. In July, the United States put sanctions on the Cuban police force and two of its leaders. The protests erupted during communist-ruled Cuba's worst economic crisis since the fall of its old ally, the Soviet Union, and a record surge in coronavirus infections. Thousands took to the streets, angry over shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the authorities' handling of the pandemic. And the United States Forest Service said Friday it's operating in crisis mode, fully deploying firefighters and maxing out its support system as wildfires continue to break out across the United States West. The agency says it has more than twice the number of firefighters working on the ground than at this point a year ago, and is facing what it calls critical resources limitations. An estimated 6,170 firefighters are battling the Dixie Fire in Northern California, the largest of 100 large fires burning in 14 states. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.